Tomorrow, a Vancouver man will be posthumously awarded the Governor General Medal of Bravery. In December of 2007, Hattie Kwan was on vacation in the Dominican Republic. He was swept out to sea after trying to save a drowning man. Hattie's brother, Hanny Kwan, will be receiving the award from the Governor General on behalf of his brother. Hanny Kwan joins us now on the line from Ottawa. Good afternoon to you, Hanny.
Hi, Stephen.
Remind us, if you can, of the circumstances surrounding your brother's disappearance.
Well, it was 3 years ago, and or almost 3 years ago, and it's kind of amazing that it's been that long. But essentially, he was vacationing with his girlfriend and another couple, a good friend of his, in the Dominican, and they were the morning after they arrived, they were just out in the water, and from what I understand, there was another man, a man from New Jersey, who was also in the water with him. They weren't very far out from the beach line, and this other man from New Jersey was having trouble, and he was sort of struggling and sort of calling out for help. And Hattie was nearby, and he was wondering what was wrong because he wasn't having the same challenges with the water. Mm-hmm. So he thought he would go over and help, and sent also his girlfriend to shore to get some help. But he never actually, as far as I know, never actually made it to the man. That man drowned, and he didn't make it. But some divers went out and managed to get him back, but they never did find Hattie.
How would you describe your brother as a person? Was that typical of the kind of thing he would do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's the kind of guy that always had other people's interests in mind. He was more than gracious, more than generous, and was always, whatever plans he made, he always had either his family or close people, and even people that weren't even that close to him, in mind. So he was just that kind of guy. So it doesn't surprise anyone that knows him or anyone that's even met him that that's something that he would do.
And what does it mean for you and your family to be in Ottawa now accepting this Medal of Bravery on his behalf?
Well, it means a lot. But at the same time, there's mixed feelings. I mean, of course, it's going to be a glorious and proud day for us tomorrow because he's getting recognition that he absolutely deserves. I'd almost say it's not enough based on the kinds of things that he did for people, little things and big things. But at the same time, we all feel a sense of remorse as well, because this is obviously tied to the tragedy.
Right.
So there's mixed feelings around it, but certainly we'll be proud and we'll all be happy to represent him.
Does it bring any kind of closure at all when you get that award?
Well, you know, Stephen, I'm not sure. I'd like to talk to you tomorrow and let you know how I feel once it's said and done. But at the moment, I'm thinking it'll bring some closure. I don't know that this is one of those things that ever really has closure.
Right.
It's just, you just kind of learn to find a place to put it and you live with it.
How's everyone else in your family doing?
Everyone's doing pretty good for the most part. Again, I think that I can't speak for everyone because I haven't actually, had the chance to ask them that same kind of question directly. But I would imagine that everyone feels also very proud and at the same time not necessarily wanting to revisit the pain.
And Hanny, you've been doing some work to improve safety standards in the Dominican Republic. How is that campaign going, by the way?
You know, it's been going really well, actually. I'm very happy to say that as a result of some key contacts that I've made, one of them, Tim Hall, who's an honorary consul of the Canadian Embassy down in the Dominican, he, on the ground, has the contacts to be able to make connections with the hotels and resorts. And as well, there's a fellow by the name of Gordon Richardson. He's the executive director of the Life Saving Society in Halifax. Together, we've been working to bring some trainers from Canada down there to train resort staff so that they can increase their capacity to be able to respond in emergencies and also to be able to do some preventative work so that we don't have to have any more loss of life. And in fact, tomorrow, the next round of trainers will be leaving Nova Scotia to go to the Dominican to start the next round. So it's quite timely.
And it's great to talk with you. Thanks so much for taking the time with us, and good luck with tomorrow.
Thanks. I really appreciate it, Stephen. Take care.
You take care. Bye-bye now. That is Hanny Kwan. He's the brother of Hattie Kwan, and he will be accepting the Governor General's Medal of Bravery tomorrow on behalf of his brother, who disappeared in the Dominican Republic 3 years ago.